Hello and welcome to my weekly podcast. Well, I want to begin this week by talking about the Troika visit to Dublin and the possibility that there may well be a tweaking of the terms of the bailout and look at the terms of the loans that the Troika gave us when we had all that economic uncertainty and political instability in this country. Since coming to government, this administration have been very eager to look at the relationship between Ireland and the Troika, and in particular look at the terms of the bailout. Now, the Irish government have proved successful, I believe, on a number of fronts already, not least the renegotiation of the bailout that extended its term and reduced the interest rate, and also the deal on promissory notes earlier in the year. So that demonstrates that there's a good relationship between the Irish government and the Troika. And that's very important going forward, because the current Troika visit has raised the issue of extending further the terms of the bailout loans from 15 years to 30 years. Now, the Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore has quite rightly said that this would facilitate our re-entry into the markets, and that's absolutely critical. Now, we've managed to stabilise the country politically. We've managed also to stabilise the country economically and get the public finances back under control, and also fix the banking problem. And that in itself is quite significant. And I do hope that the current visit by the Troika will result in a retweaking of our bailout terms, because returning to the markets is obviously in our economic interests, but also in the interest of investment in the economy and also in the interest of job creation. And that is the overarching theme of this government. We need to tackle the unemployment situation, and every political effort must be directed in that particular direction. This week, the Organisation for Security Cooperation in Europe, which is chaired for the time being by the Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore, is having a conference in Dublin. The conference is on the whole area of internet freedom, and the conference is addressing issues like cyberspace governance, balancing freedom of expression with proper governance in that area. Now, in recent years, I need not remind people that the whole realm of social media has transformed the way we do our business. It has transformed communications in this country, and between Facebook and Twitter, young and old alike are doing a lot of business online and are interacting hugely in the social media sphere. Now, Google did a survey called the Transparency Report, and they looked at countries where governments actually instructed the removal of anti-government comment or comment that was critical of administration. I think it was a pleasant finding, that survey, that the Irish government actually came up quite well in that whole area. But it's very important to balance freedom of expression and freedom of expression of views in relation to proper governance, because you can't, and I'm reminded of the words of Pat Rabbit, once something is posted online, it's been posted, and you can't undo what's done. Well, that's it from me. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and my website is www.michaelmccarthy.ie.